The Mike O'Mara Show.
You know, old people have active sex lives, too. My trailer,
I love that show.
You looked hot last night.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's our phone number. Is the reception affecting you?
How's that?
Are you pissed off that they've waited this long to let us know that it's coming?
Will it affect you?
Yeah.
Apparently there's something bad about the economy. I saw it on the news this morning.
Yeah, they made it official today. Will it affect your Christmas? And who makes the decision and why now? And I'm just curious about all that.
It's Al Roker, Mike, who makes the final determination.
636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. Get on the line to get on the air. We'll chat with you about that. Speaking of Boston Legal, you played a tape. I played a tape from Boston Legal before we came back.
Right.
And that show just totally kicks ass.
It does. Always thought
so. It is very sad that that show is going off the air. That show
very sad.
Pokes more fun at network television than any show on the air.
And itself.
The cast is so fantastic with William Shatner, James Spader, John Larroquette, Betty White,
Candace Bergen.
I was going to say Sybil Shepherd, but it's Candace Bergen, right?
Yeah.
I get them confused sometimes.
I understand that.
But I don't know the actor that plays the guy with Asperger's syndrome or whatever the hell it is.
Christian Clemenson.
Really, really fantastic.
He's great.
That is a great show. I'd love to see that show stay on forever.
I would too.
And they really do poke fun at themselves.
Well, maybe it will. Maybe it will stay on.
I hope someone does. You know what? We should pick it up here at WJFK. Make it a radio show.
So I'm watching the news this morning. We wanted to talk about this. Mm-hmm. And they come out and they make a big announcement that says, the recession, we are in a recession.
Yes, it's official.
Now who the F is responsible for making that assessment?
Okay.
And really, why are they saying it now when we've really been dealing with this crap for, a year and a half? They said last December is when we first saw the real serious signs.
That's right. This comes from the National Bureau of Economic Research. That's a private firm that's relied upon by our elected officials and by businessmen to get a gauge on the economy. They have to wait until there have been 12 months of no growth in the economy before it's officially declared a recession.
So it's 12 months of no growth.
Right.
And
we've reached that point.
People have been suffering anyway. Mm-hmm. And I just don't know whether it's going to change anybody's habits as far as what they're doing.
Yeah.
We're coming off that Thanksgiving weekend where they said people were out in the stores.
Sure.
But they weren't buying a lot of stuff in the stores. Didn't you say that about where your wife works?
What they were doing is they were buying a lot of single items on what they call loss leaders.
Just the sale items.
Yeah.
I know that I've already made plans to really tone it down. I've already spoken to my kids about it. I know that we're here on the show. We all kind of agreed that this is going to be one where we're just going to have a great time, get together, do a little shindig at my house. But, the whole gift trip was always...
Oh.
Did you guys find it like I found it to be an absolutely unbelievable hassle towards the end there?
It really was a burden because pretty much everyone on this show, if they want something, they go and get it.
It was very, very frustrating.
It is very tough.
It was hard to buy. Let's take your calls at 800-636-1067 and go to Brian. Brian, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you?
Brian.
Mike O'Mara, how are you?
I could not be better. I was sort of in the Christmas spirit, and then I went back to being Tampon Mike.
Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you very much. What can we do for you, Brian?
Regarding the recession, my friend.
Yes, my friend.
I do have receded, but I plan on making up for it this Christmas.
Making up for what again?
I plan on making up for having been receded this Christmas.
Oh, aren't you a funny guy?
Funny guy.
I'm asking a serious question.
I'm serious.
I mean, what do you mean? So you have been receded. So you're affected directly by these economic times.
Oh, absolutely. It sucks being me right now.
Well, now, why does it suck being you, Brian?
I think it always has, hasn't it?
the recession, I'm in the building industry. I do drywall, and it all rolls downhill. People buy less houses, and I therefore have less houses to work on.
Do you have kids? Do you have a family? Do you have a kid?
Oh, yeah. I got 4 kids, 2 grandkids.
Have you actually addressed that with the family at all? I know a lot of people have that, you say, hey, this year, not going to be similar to years past, or are you going to keep it from them? I talked to my mom, who's 88 and actually was a kid during the Depression.
Mm-hmm.
The last time we had a Depression. And incidentally, a lot of people are coming out now and saying, don't say the D word.
Right. It's not
the same. Do not say the D word. But I'm very curious about whether you think that kids should be spoken to about it.
Well, we spoke to our kids. My kids are 6 vaccinate.
Right.
And I said that, you know, mommy and daddy won't be getting you any presents this year. We can still rely on Santa, but we're not going to get you any presents this year as we have in years past.
Now, do you normally just do the from Santa, or do you do the from mommy, from daddy?
In the past, we've gotten them presents, and Santa has brought presents, too.
So
Santa
shoulders
a lot
of
the weight. But
it's just going to be Santa.
Just Santa this year. And Carrie and I are not exchanging gifts this year.
I don't know. You know, I got to think about it. I mean, I really have... I've processed it that my kids are going to get, you know, a certain gift here, a certain gift there.
Right, right.
But not, you know, what we've been able to do in the past. But I'm not sure whether I'm going to talk to them about it. I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure it's whether, tough. You know, you do.
It's a really bad topic to broach because, I mean, kids are the kids that they are, the way they are now, the way they are when I was little and we were
and
little,
always,
too. Yeah. Don't you really build your whole year around Christmas?
And the kids,
birthday is a little bit, but it's really, it's everything centered on Christmas. And if you start talking to a kid about a way you're going to diminish Christmas, you're something more than a villain.
It also depends, but it depends on the age of the kid, too. You know, if you... I'm not going to, you know, now that I think about it, I'm probably not going to say anything.
I don't think you need to.
You know, it's just not like, I don't know, it sucks.
My family
it really sucks. I'm processing it right now as I speak as to whether I, you know, you sit your family down and you say, all right, everybody's got to low-key it. Now, when we're talking about a group of coworkers and we all say, hey, let's just screw the whole thing where we, because really, you know, not necessarily a financial thing for all of us as much as the hassle of going out and doing it. And I think with everything going on and everything that that's happening in the economy. We just said that to each other. Let's take some more calls.
My family has talked every year for years about cutting back, and we never do. It'll be interesting to see if we do this year.
Let's go to Brenda, who's somewhere in the wilds of Virginia driving right now. How are you, Brenda?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing great. What can we do for you?
I can't buy everything I want to for the dog. Isn't that terrible?
You're
cutting back on the dogs this year.
I have a little Porky Yorkie and a lab.
A lot of people buy a lot of gifts for their pets.
Do you have a man in your life that's gonna, you know, be putting it to you?
My grandson.
Oh, your grandson. So you don't have? There's not a man, a significant other in your life right now?
Nope. Just dogs and the grandkids.
You're single with two dogs. Have you had to cut back
on the peanut butter
you've bought?
Pardon me?
Have you had to reduce the amount of peanut butter you buy?
No, not this year. I don't think they like peanut butter.
I'm pretty sure your dogs love peanut butter.
So are you childless? Are you barren, Brenda?
No, I have one son, 34.
Oh, you have a 34-year-old
son. So you're not child-free.
No, I'm not child-free.
Brenda, I'm curious what motivated. Was it just the funny comment about the dog trying to lighten our spirits? Is that what it was?
Making spirits bright?
Wait a minute. I got to do the same thing at work when I say my dogs come first.
Those are her kids. For a lot of people, their dogs are
takers.
Are they?
Hey, I heard somebody back there laughing.
Sorry.
This is not a laughing matter.
Buzz defending the indefensible on the radio show again.
I'll be quiet.
Buzz's friend, Brenda.
Why is your son disowned?
Katie seems to think it's very funny.
She loves it.
Listen to him back there. Tell him to calm down.
Why has your son disowned you?
Oh, no, he hasn't disowned me.
Where does he live? Where does your son live?
5 minutes away from me.
And yet when we said, do you have anyone, you said you had a dog, and you said, I have another dog, and I have a grandson, and the topic of the son who lives 5 minutes away never came up. Why?
Yeah, good question.
Because the dogs come first.
You keep saying that.
Brenda, you're hiding things from us, and you're nervously laughing now, and we want to get to the root of the matter. We're really concerned about your mental health right now.
You know, people at my work are, too.
Now you're laughing nervous. Hold on, Rob. Let me deal with Brenda here.
Right.
Brenda?
Yes, I'm listening.
Are there
as I'm driving on 95, go ahead.
Is there just a slew of bad relationships in your past?
Oh, no. No.
Are you involved?
Actually, my ex and I get along fine now.
Oh, so there's an ex, too.
Oh, yeah. He lives in Tennessee, that far away.
How long were you married, Brenda?
21 years.
Brenda, can I ask you this? Because I just, you know, when you made the joke about the dog and I was asking about the recession and whether it was really affecting anybody, you just had a little joy in your voice. And I'm curious, do you find joy in the misery of others?
No, I don't. That's the worst thing.
That is the worst thing.
I don't
thing.
Believe you, Brenda. I think you're lying. Say you're laughing. You think you're taking joy. You like the recession. You like it. You're enjoying yourself.
No, I have to actually buy less for my grandkids.
Okay, the grandkids. There's the grandkid again. All right. I suggest you get into
gone?
A club with Beth Ann McBride.
Brenda?
Let's go to Ben.
Oh, she's gone.
Sorry, McLean,
Rob.
Virginia. Hello, Ben.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
How you doing, Ben?
So, I actually lost my job about a month ago. So, tough Christmas for me, but otherwise not bad.
All right, so do you have any kids?
No, I'm a young guy, 25.
25 years old, so, you know, as far as the recession, making the big announcement doesn't make any big difference to you at all.
Exactly,
so
exactly.
How does this affect... I was just going to say, now that you're out of work, how does this affect you? What are you doing instead?
You know, it's really tough now because usually companies don't hire in December anyway, and then you add in kind of the big recession scare and everyone's afraid to look for new talent. But what's actually interesting is... I took a job a few months ago in the finance industry thinking, hey, you know, there's money to be made. And we lost about $900 million over the course of 3 months.
So, and then they cut you loose? Is that the way it worked?
Yeah, exactly.
How are you getting by? Are you sponging off mom and dad? Did you have savings?
No, I had savings and, you know, pay can be pretty good. So once we saw it coming, it was pretty easy to tighten it.
I'm getting the impression, this is a couple of callers we've talked to, are people afraid to just say, hey, it sucks? Because, I mean, everybody's trying
to put it... Sounds like they're dancing around
it. I mean, they're putting a pretty good face on it, but I'm not... You know, you hear from Brenda, ha, 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 my dogs and whatever. I mean, am I the only one? Because I pay attention to this news. And,
I think I hear it in their voice, Mike.
I get the melancholy that, you know, you see on the news every day, and then you get a couple of calls like this. Let's try another one. Joe, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Doing well. What can we do for you?
Well, I just found out today that we're going on 3 days a week. Mm-hmm. I've been on this company for since 2001. I work. I'm a tin knocker, and I just found out today. You know, I'm going to 3 days a week starting next week, and you know, I think it really stinks. And I got a stepson, and I just got my. House lifted up off the ground and got a foundation put under it and everything, and now I got to figure out how I'm going to pay off for that too. What really stinks is if unemployment doesn't pay for those 2 days, I got to go out and look for a job for those 2 days to make up for the pay that I'm going to miss.
I don't think unemployment's going to cover you. If you have income, if it's 3 days a week, I'm not sure how that works. I don't think you'll be able to get in unemployment, so you will have to double dip and go out and get another job there.
But if you are looking for a job that only requires 2 days of work a week, do you have any experience being a radio station general manager?
That'll work. Just apply. It's the Michael Hughes position is what we call it. Well, hang in there, Joe. Obviously, you know, your stepson, how old's your stepson?
He's 6 years old.
Wow. Are you going to let him know this, or are you just going to... I guess at that age, you just kind of let... You know, you don't lay it on the kids. You can't lay it on the kids and say it's going to be...
No, you know, and what really sucks is my wife gets really PO'd that I'm getting, you know, 3 days a week, but, you know, what can I do?
You can't do anything, unfortunately.
You
got to
take what they're giving.
All right, one more call, then we'll get our first buzz. Steve in Noakesville, you're on the air.
How's it going, guys?
Well, we're hanging in there, just trying to get a little feel for how people are doing.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm transitioning to a new job, too, and I'm 25, but I don't have a whole lot of money this year either, so I've turned to the making gifts for the friends and family card to save myself money.
Now, a 25-year-old male, what in the name of God are you going to make? Bongs? I mean, what do 25-year-old dudes make, for God? What are you going to make?
BM.
I'm going to make a whole bunch of lists for things for other people to get for me, number one. And then number two, I'm going to turn to my girlfriend and see how many hats she can knit that I can say are actually mine, that I've made for other family members.
Does your girlfriend actually knit?
She knits, yeah. She does a lot of knitting and stuff.
You don't meet many young women that do that.
Yeah, she likes to do it. You know, we're laid back. We're out in here in Noakesville out in the country, so we're, you know, take it easy.
Well, you know what we've done on this show for years, though? We recommend the homemade card.
Yes.
The homemade card goes a long way.
All you need is scotch tape and a little imagination.
Good luck to you. And some various Nazi pictures.
Do you remember the year
for years
that every card you got for your birthday had something to do with Peter North? And all of it was independent of each other. You got five Peter North cards.
Yeah, you can make people laugh. Let's get our first news of the afternoon. Here he is, the man, the legend, Mr. Buzz Burbank, with his pirate shirt on.
Thanks, Mike.
Fresh off the set of Pirates of the Penzance.
Ahoy. It's deadline day for the CEOs of Chrysler, Ford, and GM. Congress gave them until today to present plans for spending that $25 billion loan they're requesting. The CEOs will be back in Washington on Thursday to answer more questions.
And I guess Ford is saying they might be able to go it alone without the government bailout?
They are, and each of the three car makers has their own agenda and their own set of plans.
So it might be safe to say they've got a better idea. I'm so sorry. I'm here all week.
When the executives flew in to request this money last month, they were chastised for for arriving in three separate corporate jets. Let's see what they do this week.
They're going to come in on a covered wagon.
Yeah, that'll fix them. That'll put the fight in
them. That was real smart of them, wasn't it?
In Chicago, two teachers of abstinence in the public schools got married on Saturday.
God, I didn't have to, no one had to teach me that. Jesus.
During their courtship, they had never been alone together, and when they got married over the weekend, they shared their very first kiss.
Isn't that sweet?
The kiss lasted 2 minutes.
Yeah.
The couple is now somewhere in the Bahamas.
Yeah, get ready to abstain from happiness.
That's gross. And this is like when I go to a wedding, I don't like the lengthy kiss.
No.
Okay? I like the polite you're in front of 300 people kiss.
You know what? We had our minister said, now, when you kiss her or I will make you kiss her again.
Really?
Because he wanted to see a little action.
And then he gave her some tongue.
And then he kissed her, and then I had to kiss him. It was weird.
All right, Buzz, that was an abbreviated version.
Yes, these stories and more at MikeOMaraShow.com. Would you know it was Oprah if she had blonde hair and a crew cut?
Oh, my God.
Coming up in your Hollywood Buzz, I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Boy, that's a tease.
It is, isn't it?
Oprah and a crew cut. We'll be back with the very talented Timothy Hutton right after these commercial messages.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.